Beloved brothers and sisters, after about 7 years, I returned to the main church. My heart was filled with gratitude to Senior Pastor who stood against all hardships and protected the church, yet at the same time, I felt deeply sorry. During those difficult times, instead of being a strength, I felt I had only caused her concern. My heart was like that of a prodigal son who repented and returned. I was so sorry that I thought, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. However, just as a father clothed the prodigal son with the best robe, put a ring on his hand, and prepared a feast for him, Senior Pastor welcomed us warmly with the heart of Father God. And she even gave me this precious opportunity to testify from the altar, for which I am sincerely thankful. When she first introduced us from the altar last May, she did not say, they betrayed and left, but returned, but instead chose a good expression. They were away for a little while and came back. I was deeply moved. And at that moment, I remembered our shepherd. Yes, our shepherd was always like that. He always spoke with goodness. I was touched by Senior Pastor who resembles the shepherds so much. The shepherd never used negative words, but with goodness and love, moved others and strengthened them to change. I also realized that it was because Senior Pastor had kept us in her heart and prayed for us that we were able to return to the main church. About a year ago, when I turned on my smartphone, all of a sudden, the Senior Pastor's sermon appeared on the screen, which was so surprising. At that time, I wasn't watching GCN, and there was no way her sermon could come up automatically just by turning on my phone. So I found it mysterious. Back then, I only thought that it was strange and did not look into it further. See, the pastor's words, like those of the shepherd, are full of dignity, yet they are also warm and gentle, and I feel spiritual authority for my words. Even when she gives advice, she speaks in gentleness, which often reminded me of the shepherd. My church members confess the same. And as if to confirm that our return is pleasing to Father God, from the very day we came back until now, He's showing us rainbow every day, every day. Before returning to the main church, rainbows did not appear often. And if they did, they were only faint. We are very happy. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God. After the summer retreat we attended after returning to the main church gave us great thrills and happiness. Beloved members, do you still maintain the grace from the retreat? The thrills from the seminar and the works, this summer retreat was a very special time for the Thai members. Seven church workers came together on this trip, and they said that they were already thankful that the church staff welcomed them at the airport, but they had never imagined that they would receive welcome flowers. At first, they thought that only the missionary would receive flowers. They were touched by the goodness and love of Senior Pastor and the main church, caring for even regular members. They cherished the flowers they received, placed them in a visible spot of their rooms, and often looked at them with gratitude. And I was moved. And they were surprised that from the very first day of our arrival, the staff of the Overseas Mission Bureau served us with smiles throughout the entire schedule. When some members who fell sick from the flight said they wanted to eat kimchi stew, the staff members kindly treated them to lunch at their own expense, and they delicately cared for and served us. The next day, the Canaan mission workers served us all day, taking us on a city tour. Hearing that they had even made a preliminary visit 1 week in advance, I was moved. The women's mission workers were the same. They first asked what we liked, showing respect, and even gave us some money so that we, when we returned to Thailand, we could treat our members to a meal. It was not simply the joy of receiving, but I was touched by the greatness of the workers' heartfelt consideration. And it reminded me of much of our senior pastor. Just as one can know how parents have taught their children and what example they have set by looking at their children's behavior or the atmosphere of the home, I could feel the goodness and love of our senior pastor from how the church workers devoted themselves. I would like to give thanks to our senior pastor and the members who cared so much so that our Thai members could spend a comfortable stay in Korea. Especially, it was truly inspiring to see the workers, including the president of the Canaan Mission, volunteering here and there. On Sunday evening, the Canaan Mission hosted a Korean food making experience, and we were thankful that they prepared such an event, caring for the hearts of the overseas members. They also wanted to do that, the Korean food making, and we were given an opportunity. After we saw how much the Thai members enjoyed eating, they also packed some for them and gave them cup noodles, drinks, and other things. Through this, we could feel a love deeper than that of a family. As the members received such grace and love, they too made resolutions to serve souls in Thailand with humility. The young sisters in particular were greatly inspired as they watched the Canaan members dedicating themselves for the kingdom of God. The sisters felt how truly beautiful it is to live a life devoted to the kingdom of God, even without getting married. We saw senior pastor and pastors Mi-young Lee and Mi-young Lee devoting themselves for the kingdom of God without having got married. Because they're not bound, whatever they do, they can put all of their hearts. Seeing them serving souls wholeheartedly, I was deeply moved. Especially, opening up even one's personal living space for the sake of the members is not an easy thing. In my case, it would be difficult. But I saw how they devoted themselves entirely out of love for the souls. When Pastor Mi-young Lee joined the Thai members for the city tour and even treated us to lunch, we were very thankful. As she shared about the final moments of our shepherd, the members were so moved that they shed many tears. They said, we were shedding tears and we were having a meal. It was a precious meal and we were eating with tears on our eyes. It was such a happy time. We were also touched when she said that she is saving her own money to treat overseas members. We were also deeply moved by Pastor Mi-young Lee, who welcomed us back to the main church last May. As soon as she saw us, she shed tears, holding our hands. We were very thankful, moved. She has a lot of love, Pastor Mi-young Lee. We are very thankful that we are receiving such grace through the families of a shepherd. I also had a chance to meet the members of the men's mission. Since we are of a similar age, I was so curious to know how they had been doing, and it was such a joy to see them again. All the members welcomed us so warmly. As the Thai members saw how joyfully they greeted us, they asked, "Missionary, how you have this many friends?" What specifically impressed me was that as I met the workers of the mission group, I found them having grown a lot spiritually. I was impressed to see how they refrained from speaking negative words and tried to act only in goodness. I was very impressed. As it is written in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10, "Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction." Joseph was used by God in magnificent ways because he was also refined and transformed in the furnace of affliction. Through the senior pastor's lectures on Job, we learned that trials are blessings. The purpose of trials is the removal of impurities to purify our hearts and to bring us blessings. In meeting the workers of the main church, I came to realize that The trials are truly precious time. Never, they were never in vain. Now, I believe that just like Joseph, we will pass through the remaining trials with gratitude, and in the end time, we will come forth as spiritual warriors who will be used wonderfully by God the Father. During the summer retreat, the visit to the Gethsemane prayer house was very special, especially for me and missionary Lee Soon-ok. In 2018, on Easter, she and I came into spirit and prepared with garments, longing to attend the Feast of Spirit, but we couldn't go. After 7 years, we were finally able to go, so we were very thankful. Once again, I sincerely thank Senior Pastor for inviting us to the prayer house. At the prayer house, which we visited for the first time, we could feel the great sacrifice and love of the shepherd's family. It is a, they invited the overseas members, and everything was prepared with such care that it felt as though the shepherd was still there, watching us. The members testified that day, though the typhoon had brought rain all day long, just before the outdoor meal, the rain stopped and the sky opened beautifully. As we saw it, we were reminded of the moment when the shepherd once said that heaven opened at the prayer house. And this way, the members who receive grace are having a good influence in Thailand. As they are doing what they have learned in Thailand, they develop love for the souls, and they are also passionately visiting the souls. I visited the Muasui water in a long time, and it was deeply moving. It was well prepared, and when I dipped myself 7 times, it was deeply moving. And the city of Chiang Rai, where we live, is surrounded by mountains and is about 14 hours away by car from the nearest beach. So some members have little to no opportunity to see the sea in their lifetime. So it was happy time for us to swim in the sea. As the shepherd did before, the members also experienced floating on the seawater. All 7 of them were able to float, which added to their joy, and they were amazed as looked at themselves floating. And they were thankful. We are very thankful for God's delicate love. That we are also deeply grateful to Senior Pastor who has cherished and managed the Gethsemane prayer house filled with the shepherd's fragrance and the Muasui water site so that we can visit. Not only we ourselves, but surely all the overseas members who visited this time felt the same in their hearts. In today's passage, the Lord compared our relationship with Him to that of a shepherd in his sheep. But among so many animals, why did the Lord compare us specifically to sheep? Generally, dogs and cats, even if they wander far, are able to find their way back home. But if sheep lose their shepherd, they wander until they fall off a cliff and die. Sheep simply cannot survive without a shepherd. And sheep have very poor eyesight. Because they cannot see well, they easily lose their way. And though they have a large body, their legs are relatively short and weak, so they fall down easily. And once fallen, they cannot get back up on their feet. They cannot live without a shepherd. Likewise, we are like sheep spiritually. We cannot survive without the Lord and the shepherd, without who is the shepherd. And the relationship between the Lord and his sheep applies the same way to the relationship between a servant of the Lord and the congregation. God has given his servants as shepherd to the church. I mean, when I was back when I was in the campus mission, we used to call pastors shepherd. So when I later came to this church, Manmin, the word shepherd felt so familiar. Before I came to this sanctuary, I had not met the true shepherd, and I was very thirsty spiritually. In the church I previously attended, speaking in tongues and other gifts of the Holy Spirit were forbidden, and the Holy Spirit in me was groaning. And I also suffered from herniated disc. So that's why I longed to meet a true shepherd, and I made a vow prayer, and God answered my prayer and led me to this church. Before I registered, my wife came along to check whether I was it attending some strange church. So, but when she came, she was healed of her postpartum pain. After the birth of our second child, she suffered from postpartum pain, which hindered her from sleeping well. When she woke up in pain, I used to massage her. But on the first day she came to the church, she was healed right away after receiving prayer. Hallelujah. And in that same year, during the two consecutive weeks of a revival meeting in May, I was healed of a herniated disc, which I had long suffered from. That August, I registered in the church. I began a life of faith, overflowing with happiness. I listened to most of the Shepherd's Sermon series, almost all of them. I was very happy to meet the true Shepherd. Back at the time, what I feel was that it was like end of trial and the beginning of joy. I was very happy to come here. Seven years before coming to Mamin Church, in 1992, we were sent as lay missionaries through the Presbyterian denomination and served in the field. My wife and I met in the campus mission, so we shared the same vision. So I suggested to her, let's get married and become missionaries to Thailand. So she also came from we didn't meet many times because we shared the same vision. So I suggested, we only met three times, and then we got married right after the wedding. Right after the meeting, we went immediately to Thailand as missionaries. But when we saw conflicts, I was not prepared enough. Even though I had passion, we were not prepared enough. At the time, I was very disappointed by other pastors of the Presbyterian denomination. There were conflicts and problems, and there were divisions among them. I was very disappointed. So after a year, I came back to church, and I just led an ordinary life. But I always felt indebted to the souls of Thailand because, and I registered in Mamin Church. And as I came to Mamin, I found that the words, so I recovered the passion for missions. So I prayed and I received a training at MMTC. And in 2009, we were sent to Thailand as Mamin missionaries. And because we made a decision, we also had our young children, three sons. Because we made a decision, so we talked to them. We decided to go to Thailand. Will you follow us? And they were very happy to follow us. And we, all of us, agreed that we go to Thailand as a missionary. We didn't think about our son's education problem, and we believed that Father God would take the responsibility. So I didn't rely on human thoughts, but boldly sold our house to prepare the funds. And so Father God took responsibility according to our faith. It was by God's special providence that I came as a missionary to a Buddhist country. I was born and raised as the eldest son in a Buddhist temple where my father served as a head monk. Since the temple was located in a famous tourist site, I, the eldest son, would have to succeed my father to protect my family property rights. But I entered a high school, which was a mission school, and there, by God's grace, I accepted the Lord. As a high schooler, I accepted the Lord. I evangelized my friends, and I passionately shared the gospel. So, I was very filled up with the Spirit. So, I went to my father, who was a Buddhist monk. So, I told him, I'm in charge of sharing the gospel. So I was scolded a lot. Now, my younger brother has succeeded my father and became a head monk in the Buddhist temple. Longing to live a life of faith, I went to Seoul for college, and after entering university, I joined a campus mission, and there I met my wife and got married and became a missionary in Thailand. Because I grew up in a Buddhist temple, I was destined for hell, but by God's special grace, I was saved. And with this indebted heart, and on the day of our commissioning service in 2009, the shepherd said, "People in Thailand do not know the true God and serve idols, but once they meet the true God, they will zealously serve Him." Just as the shepherd said, our Thai members are so obedient and running fervently in faith. I'm very thankful. Deaconess Narapon was once a devout Buddhist that she even served as the president of the Buddhist club in high school. But now she is serving God faithfully as a Levi worker. And Sister Larissa, while in school, once led groups of students to the temple and was praised as someone who would become a great worker in Buddhism. But now she became a great worker in church, great figure in the church, serving as the vice president of the Young Women's Mission. Thailand is a Buddhist country with about 95% of its population believing in Buddhism and more than 40,000 temples nationwide. For most Thai people, Buddhism influences nearly every aspect of the ordinary people's lives, every part of their lives. There's also something unique in Thailand. Unlike other Buddhist countries, it is the custom of ordinary men entering the temple. When Thai men become adults, at least once in their lifetime, they shave their heads and enter a temple to live as monks for a period of 3 weeks to several months. For this reason, living a Christian life in a Buddhist country is really difficult. Students are required to attend Buddhist ceremonies, including the regular school curriculum, and they can have disadvantage as Christians. There are many other difficulties as Christians, but let me share something we recently experienced. An elderly new believer who lived in a village far from our church passed away. When we tried to hold a funeral, we suddenly received a notice on the day of the service that because she attended our church, the funeral could not be held in that village, nor could the village cemetery be used. So the only barrier place we were able to secure was a mountain field about an hour away from the village. The land belonged to the son who had been estranged from his parents. It was during a rainy season because the son said, if it rains, the dirt road will become slippery and dangerous and we cannot hold a funeral. I prayed earnestly. When we reached the top of a mountain, the dark clouds were halted over the other ridge, and we could have fallen off the cliff. Very dangerous. And when we reached the top of the mountain, the dark clouds were halted over the other ridge. As soon as the funeral was finished, it began to pour. Hallelujah. On the way back to church, our clothes were soaked by the heavy rain, yet everyone's face was filled with joy. We were happy that we came back alive. And just as one's own children are always dear, each and every member is so precious. And when I think of those who have followed until now, my heart is overflowing with gratitude. 30 years ago, when I served in the missions for 2 years, I did so with the zeal of youth, without children, relying only on passion. Because I tried to do things by my own strength, the life of a missionary felt unbearably difficult. Yet, since meeting the shepherd and serving as missionary of Mamin, I have hardly felt it is difficult. The reason It's because of our shepherd's power and the words of life. The power and the shepherd's, the words of life change the souls. Change the souls whom I could not change. And because of the fervent prayer of Daniel prayer meeting, it had been possible. Father God always protected us, and with His protection, I have been able to conduct my ministry. There were many events that happened, but let me share the most dangerous moment. In the early days of our mission, not knowing the local circumstances well, and we didn't inspect our cars, and we were visiting a highland area, high mountain area. It was a place about 1,200 meters above the sea level. We were taking our kids, and I received a lot of grace seeing that picture. They were being homeschooled, and we took them wherever we went. We were coming down from the mountain and on a steep downhill road for about 300 meters. Even though I pressed the brake pedal, the brakes did not work. At that moment, I thought, we are going to die. But I suddenly felt as though something was seizing the brakes and the car came to a smooth stop by itself. Probably it was the angel. We have the angels who are serving us. You also have your angels by your side, each one of you. Later, I found out that the brake pads had gone far past their replacement point and were completely gone. Another time, during the rainy season, while visiting members in the highlands, we were climbing a muddy slope when the car slipped backward, nearly to the edge of a cliff. It was such a dangerous moment. Even though some accidents happened by my mistake, but by Father God's protection and love, we have been able to conduct our ministry. Everything is grace. Everything is His grace. And I also would like to share a special testimony of thanksgiving. After exactly 12 years of ministry, God gave us the blessing of building a sanctuary. Let me briefly show you some pictures of the sanctuary. Under Thai law, foreigners cannot own land or buildings, not even a single piece of land. But there was a GCM viewer who had been receiving grace through GCM for many years. 4 years ago, he offered about 3,300 square meters of land, as well as a land beside a church. So we were able to begin construction. How important the GCM ministry is. So I give thanks to the church for running GCN. So in that sense, it's like the shepherd himself who began the sanctuary construction. This member speaks good English. He watched GCN in English and really loved the shepherd's messages. So he received grace. He loved the shepherd's messages. That's how we got connected. Since his region is about 15 hours by car from Chiang Rai, he's attending services online. When he heard that we were returning to the main church, he was overjoyed. And I felt so sorry. I told him, according to the shepherd's teachings, we must always listen to the both sides before making a judgment. But I listened only to one side and misunderstood, which brought about this situation. And other members also did their best in offering. Among our members are some who came from the highlands of Myanmar and other regions to find work in Chiang Rai and have not yet obtained Thai citizenship. It's not easy for them to find jobs. Yet, even though they're one member still lives in a village without electricity, in a house made of bamboo. Even so, he gave with all his heart. Another member sold a small piece of land he owned. Others sold whatever possessions they had. Those who had nothing to sell offered their labor, helping directly with the construction. Also, yet, when the construction actually began, the expenses were so high that we had no choice but to consider loans and other measures. But I believe that the one who began the sanctuary construction was Father God, so we would make all things go well. Just as I was in the process of seeking a loan in Korea, I was contacted by my parents and unexpectedly received an inheritance. The inheritance amount was exactly the amount needed to complete the sanctuary construction. It was truly amazing. God let me experience that He Himself is the one leading the building of the sanctuary. Hallelujah. When we first began building the sanctuary, our church address had different numbers, but after the construction was finished, we suddenly received notice that the address had changed to 617, District 17. Since we know the spiritual meaning of the number 17, we could see that all things were fulfilled according to our longing. Since we were blessed to build a beautiful sanctuary by His grace, we are all the more. I earnestly pray that this sanctuary will serve as the ark of salvation in the end time and save many souls in Thailand, united with the main church. Some people have asked me, why did you build a church in northern city of Thailand rather than in Bangkok? Let me briefly explain about the Chiang Rai, where we are located. Chiang Rai is a Chiang Rai is located in the northernmost region of Thailand, about an hour and 20 minutes flight from Bangkok. From Chiang Rai, if you drive straight for 40 minutes, you reach the Myanmar border. And if you go slightly to the right for 40 minutes, you reach the Laos border. This area is called the Golden Triangle, where three borders meet. In the past, it was notorious as the central hub where many highland tribes cultivated and trafficked drugs. It's very easy to get drugs, and they're very cheap. So there are many drug addicts, especially young guys. However, except for Thailand, the surrounding countries are socialist nations where preaching of the gospel is not free and persecution exists. For this reason, Chiang Rai is an important city for inviting pastors to a safe Thai border town and proclaiming the gospel of holiness through pastor seminars. We have consistently held three-nation pastor seminars, and now there are four branch churches in Thailand, 18 in Myanmar, one in Laos, and one family church in Vietnam that are hearing the gospel of holiness. Especially in Myanmar, where the civil war has dragged on, even women are being forcibly conscripted, and villages with our branch churches are under threat as bullets and shells fall. So we have some, in our church, there are some minority groups, local minority groups. I mean, today's passage says, when he puts forth all his own, he goes ahead of it, and the sheep follow him because sheep listen only to the shepherd's voice and follow him. We also must listen to the shepherd's voice, the word of God, and follow it. We have to follow the shepherd's voice, but we shouldn't follow the sound of voice of Satan. Now we are living in a world that is more drenched in sin than Sodom and Gomorrah, in an age where it is so easy to be deceived. In this end time, we must pull ourselves together to stay awake and follow only the word of God, the shepherd's voice. Then, how can we hear the voice of the Lord, the true shepherd? It is through various worship services and prayer meetings that we offer with all our hearts. In particular, in Genesis lectures by the shepherd dealing with the biblical views on marriage, Satan's deceptions, Satan's snares, etc., are essential to us living in the end time. They are important messages that prevent us from being deceived by Satan and committing sin. And on Sundays, through our senior pastors, essential messages are being proclaimed that helps us discover and cast off the hidden evils within our nature, evils we ourselves may not even realize. Chiang Rai Mamim members, especially the workers, are writing sermon reflections every week to apply the senior pastors' messages to themselves. Writing these reflections greatly helps them discover themselves. And in order to cast off the evils they discover, After the Daniel prayer meeting, some members, especially workers, offer additional special prayer, and even before going to work, they stop by the church for morning prayer. What I've deeply realized while serving in the mission field is that we are living in an age where without the gospel of holiness, it's difficult to even receive salvation. In the middle age, Martin Luther cried out scripture alone and carried out the Reformation in the 16th century. Later, in the 18th century, when corruption among and John Wesley proclaimed the gospel of holiness. This gospel of holiness had an impact not only in England, but also on the Great Awakening in North America, and afterward spread throughout the world, contributing even to the Great Revival in Pyongyang, Korea. Only the gospel of holiness can awaken the world. In the end time, through our shepherd, he proclaimed the gospel of holiness, and he's awakening the world with the power. And now, taking up the final baton, our senior pastor is crying out, only Bible, and is actively proclaiming the gospel of holiness online. Now, the completion of the human cultivation is at hand. The Bible says, it will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old man will dream dreams, your young man will see visions. In the end time, God will pour out his spirit on my men that is awake, set them ablaze, and magnificently finish up human cultivation. We are the very last runners in this 6,000-year race of human cultivation. God will wonderfully bring the cultivation of mankind to completion through us, the runners of the end time. The tears, the prayers, and sacrifice and devotion sown by the shepherd and Ms. Wong Nam Ni will not be in vain. Now is the time to reap abundant fruits. We ourselves will become the true fruit of the human cultivation. And in this end time, I pray in our Lord's name that you will be awakened and become glorious members of Mammon family who are beautifully used by Father God. Amen.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and nausea. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness, be driven away and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.